during the octave of Easter, just celebrate Easter Sunday over and over for 8 days, we simply listen to every gospel account of the resurrection. We just keep repeating the different times that Jesus appears, and so that it sinks in, so that we believe it and trust the reality and live by it. Because what happens so often in our relationship with God is that we have those moments where we sense His presence, and it's very clear, and it's like, oh, I got it. But then we start to doubt it because He becomes silent. He's more quiet other days in our lives. And so we think, well, maybe we made that up. Maybe that didn't really happen. Maybe it was just my imagination. And then we think, well, it's maybe too good to be true, that it's just going to be this way. It happens many times on retreats. People will go on a retreat. They have a great experience of the loving presence of God. And then they're off the retreat a few months, and they forget the graces of the retreat and live as if those moments weren't true, and then kind of lose that confidence. Kind of like Peter, huh? Walking on the water. When he didn't lose focus, he's fine. But when he starts noticing, oh, that is kind of a mess here, then he starts to sink. So during these days, may we really let it sink in. The truth of the resurrection. He rises from the dead. He appears to the apostles, shows up the next day again, and they think it's a ghost. You just want to shake them and say, what do you mean a ghost? It just happened yesterday. And now you're already thinking, well, maybe this is different now. May we not be tricked, huh? Thinking that the Spirit of God in our lives, that the living God, the Trinity, is some ghost, not real, a figment of our imagination, but that He is truly real, present here in the most holy Eucharist and in so many countless ways in our day.